God said if you wake up with fear, you're in doubt that he's not God. But if you wake up with him on your mind, like you laid down with him on your mind, then you shall have perfect peace in that day. Come on and give me some praise. Now you may be seated. Open your Bible, go to the book of Romans, chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, when you get there, say amen. 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 Verse 1. It says, there is therefore now no condemnation unto those that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me and you and everyone after free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit mind the things of the Spirit. For to be carnal minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Let's preach right there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Come on and give him some praise. Yeah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Condemnation. What is condemnation? Condemnation is a pronounced sentence or an adverse sentence followed by a punishment. In other words, there's a verdict. When someone do come against the laws of this land and they get in the court, there's punishment that comes with what they did. And so they get a verdict. And the verdict is death. Or the verdict takes away your privilege that you once had because of what you've done. So, but you and I, there is no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. The law of the Spirit or the new nature has freed us from the law of sin and death. Come on and give God some praise. That word sin means failing to hit the mark, or aberration, which means to deviate from the prescribed law or the commandments of God. A sin, whether it be by omission or commission. Omission means omitted, or commission means to act of committing or representing the commission of a crime.
All right now.
Hallelujah. See, Adam omitted. He wanted to be apart from the laws of God. So he committed a thing called treason. But that was a verdict that was handed down from the one that had all things in the power of his might. It was the verdict of death. Since he wanted to depart from life everlasting, then he got the results of the departure. And the departure was to take him where he didn't want to go after he found out about it. I'm telling you one thing, that you got to keep your mind stayed up on God. Because he's the author and the finisher of your faith. He's the author and the finisher of your beginning. And he's the author and the finisher of your ending. And he's everything that we have need of in between that journey. From the beginning to the end. God is God and God alone. But if we keep our mind stayed up on him, the Bible said we're going to have what? Peace.
Amen. That's what it says.
Glory to God. I don't know about you, but that's what I look for every day. And you can only find it in God. You can look to the left or to the right. That's why I put the blinders on, so we don't do those kinds of things. But if you keep your mind stayed on him like a flint rock, then God will direct you into everything that you have need of, and you always come out victorious. Let me tell you something. It costs you something to be victorious. People think they're going to get it. It's not a lump of sugar. Yeah, it's no honey, glory to God. It's a walk of faith, glory to God. And when you walk that walk of faith, you're going to have to fight that fight of the good faith. And the good faith is God Almighty. That faith, that measure that he put in us, glory to God. If you use that measure, it will conquer the mountain. It'll bring down a stronghold. You can go hither and you can go thither. And wherever you go, God is always there to deliver you and set you free. Come on and give it some praise. It says, for the law could not do in that it was weak. In other words, it was impotent. I mean, to know what impotent is. I mean, it ain't got no strength. But I'm going to flip it over to the Christian. Impotent means that they don't have the right knowledge. And they don't have any righteousness. And they don't have any directions that is holy and that is righteous and that is full of power and full of might. All they have is a destructive thinking and a destructive power and a might, glory to God. And where they go is nothing but sin and death, glory to God. That's all it can produce. It can't produce no righteousness because it don't know anything about righteousness. Or it deviates from righteousness, glory to God, because a lot of them are saved, but they deviate from righteousness. They fail to hit the mark or they wander off the course. And when you wander off the course, you are away from God and you are in danger. But in his grace and his mercy, which is sufficient for her, God will come to our rescue in spite of our circumstances in our way. That don't mean for you to intentionally do it, because guess what? There's a punishment coming, glory to God. So you got to be fervent, instant, in season and out of season, serving God Almighty. Oh, come on and give God some praise. Hallelujah. It was weak through the flesh. In other words, it was separated and apart. It became sinful flesh. Glory to God. But God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh. That word sending means to sin, especially with an escort. See, Jesus wasn't by himself. He had an escort. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Although the Father stayed behind, but he had the Father's authority or his sovereignty to carry out what he was sent to do. Glory to God. And later on, when he was baptized and rolled up out of that water, the Bible said he was baptized in the Holy Ghost. So he had an escort to help him to do what he needed to do. You and I, we got an escort in this life. We can't go wrong if we follow the things of God. He will lead us and guide us into all of his righteous ways, glory to God, and all of his victorious ways that we have need of. I don't know about you, but I got an escort, glory to God. We got the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. The one that stayed behind is with us now. And the Son is with us now. And the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost is with us. It's present right now, glory to God. So you, if you're in trouble, you can be delivered. If you are sick, you can be healed. If give him some praise. Glory to God. He said he came in the likeness of sinful flesh. Now, he wasn't no sinner. Jesus was not a sinner. He didn't have no sin in him. He was sinful flesh, meaning that he had a likeness or a similarity. That's why he was able to take on human form and redeem us. Amen. He had to come looking like us. He had similarities, in other words. It's like you take two eggs out of the carton. They have similarities. Both of them are white or both of them are brown. But you don't know what's on the inside. One can have two yolks and the other can have one. Glory to God. But Jesus came in similarities looking like us, but on the inside he had some authority. Glory to God. Come on and praise him. He had some instructions and some directions to bring us back on land with the Father. Come on and give him some praise. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, glory to God, but when he brought those instructions and those directions, we was in them, glory to God. We was in the redemption, glory to God. When he came, glory to God, he let us know that he came to save us, that he came to deliver us, he came to make us free, glory to God, and whom the Son set free is free indeed. I don't care what nobody says. Hallelujah. The main stress on that word likeness is on the outward similarities, with nothing being considered about the inward realities. God came to save us, period. He came to deliver us, period. His word is true, period. He's all power, period. I like it because after every word or every sentence, there's a period. That means it's finished. That means it's just what it said it'll do. Glory to God. God didn't add anything to it after he spoke his word. He don't need to add anything to it, being himself God. Glory to God. So, but he tell us don't add anything to it or take anything away from it. Glory to God. So if God said I'm healed, if I believe, I'm healed. Glory to God. If God said I'm delivered and set free, I have his salvation in me. I don't know about you, but I'm saved. Glory to God. Because I believe God. If you believe God, then you will believe every word from cover to cover, glory to God. He didn't leave anything out, but he explained everything. And if we heed to his way and his commandment, then we'll have the understanding that we need to know that God is God and there is none else, glory to God. He is the one that made the mountain, and he's the one that made the stars. He's the one that made the heaven. He's the one that made the earth, glory to God. Didn't nobody make it but him, glory to God. Isaiah asked the question, he said, who can contend with you, God? Not nobody can contend with you, glory to God. You need to ask yourself the question, glory to God. You may be in pain, you may be down, you may be hurting, but you got to tell yourself, you can't contend with my God, because my God is the deliverer, he's a healer, glory to God. He's the one that blessed me, he's my bridge over the troubled water, he's the high seas and the low, glory to God. He's the one that walked with me and talked with me. You got to tell yourself who your God is. Come on and give us some praise. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh. I like that part. Because he came looking like us, you know, glory to God. He might not have been the same color as I have, glory to God, but he had similarities, flesh, glory to God, he had skin and bones. But he brought a message. I don't know if you listen to it, you cannot confuse it, glory to God. The Pharisees and the Sadducees didn't want to hear it, glory to God, and many others didn't want to hear it. Ah, but God had somebody God, with anointed ears, glory to God, that heard that he was a savior, glory to God, and they took hold of what he was saying, and they got saved and delivered and set free. And then he sent them, glory to God, he sent out the apostle, glory to God. That means that they had an escort. They wasn't by themselves. That's why he told them, don't worry about what you're gonna wear or what you're gonna eat or what you're gonna put in your mouth or what you're gonna say. He said, when you get ready to talk, I'll show you how to talk, glory to God. Just like it did Moses, glory to God. You don't have to worry about what you need to ask for. God said, I already prepared it, glory to God. All you gotta do is go in my name, glory to God. And when you get where you need to go or where I sent you, just remember, I'm with you, glory to God, whithersoever you go. Come on and give him some praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Verse 4 says that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. We got a new walk. We might be in this world, but we're not a part of it. We might walk in the flesh, but we don't walk after the flesh. In other words, I don't mind the things of the flesh anymore, glory to God, but when the flesh start talking to you, you got to remind the flesh that you have a new nature now and a new way, glory to God, and you're going to follow that way in spite of what he's talking about. Let me tell you something, the flesh is going to keep on talking. It's a non-stop with it. Yeah. While you sleep, it's talking. Yes, glory to God. While you know, they show that picture in the comics, a saw on the law, that means it represents you snoring. So while you're snoring, it's talking. Glory to God. When you wake up, it's still talking. Yeah. And sometimes you wake up, and everything that you laid down with, that you gave over to God, you wake up with it again. Why? Because it reminds you of the things that you cast up on God. Hallelujah. Come on and give me some prayer. Let me get on to this. Glory to God. So we're not walking that way any longer. You're not to pay any attention to how you feel. Well, I know you're going to feel some pain, sickness and all that stuff. God gave us that. Why? That's because Adam messed up in the garden. So we got that feeling. God, I know when I'm sick. Glory to God. Thank God I know when I'm sick. Thank God I know when I'm in pain. Glory, I wouldn't want to be walking around and don't feel no pain, but I have pain. I won't be walking around and have a heart attack and don't feel it. I want to know about it, glory to God, so I can do something about it in my flesh. And glory to God, but when I done all I can do, I can just stand still and know that God is my God. You can stand still and know that God will do exactly what he said he would do. Why? Because he condemned everything in the flesh, glory to God. So I know you no longer are in the flesh, but we're in the new nature, which is Christ Jesus in us, the hope of glory. Glory to God. The one who rose up, glory to God. The one who laid down and died. And when he died, we died. And when he arose in the resurrection, guess what? We was in the resurrection, and we rose up alive forevermore. Come on and give God some praise. So you don't have to worry about the things of the world. Don't worry about the Pastor Key was talking about the politician. Don't worry about the politicians. They lied yesteryears, and they're going to lie to years to come. Glory to God. All you got to do is keep your mind stayed up on Jesus, who never lied because he knew no sin. But keep your mind stayed up on him, because you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Come on and give him some praise. Glory to God. He said, but they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Hallelujah. I watch this movie all the time. I think I was talking to Pastor Keith about it. I asked him if he had ever seen it. He could recall some parts, but he hadn't seen it as many times as I seen it, because every time it come on, I watch it. It's called The Shawshank Redemption. Yeah, I like that movie. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, I forget, I know Morgan Freeman was one of the actors. I forget the other actor's name, and I should know it many times as I watch it. But the only way he can be redeemed, he had to escape. So he broke out of Shawshank. And it's supposed to be a true story. He broke out and went to a place that he could be free. Oh, God. Hallelujah. But there was another guy, and he was real old then. He had been in there 50 years, and they paroled him and put him on the outside. And he went to a halfway house. You know how they prepare all those things for you when you've been in prison. He went to the halfway house and got a job. They gave him a job and everything. And he went to work, and the manager was always screaming, "Madam, this man is probably about 80 then." You know, he didn't know nothing about the outside. He wrote them a letter back to the prison to tell them how he was doing. And he said, "I only seen a picture of a car one time. That was on a picture." He said, "But they're all over the place out here." And so he went to work. He said, "The boss is always hollering at me and all this stuff. You know," he said, "I don't think I can make it." So he went back to the hotel, and the thing that grabbed me was he packed his bags. He said, "I decided to give up. I ain't gonna take this no more." So I'm thinking he's going someplace. But he got up on the stool and he took out his knife and he carved on the wood up above that said Brooks was here. And then he kicked the bucket. And when they was reading the letter back in the prison, they was talking about he was crazy. Why did he do that? And blah, 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 and blah, blah. And Martin Freeman said, "The man been in here 50 years. He become institutionalized to that place." He said, "I don't know anything about it." He said, "But these walls can do something to you." Hallelujah. Many Christians have become institutionalized to their circumstances. And their trials that they are going through, glory to God, that they can't stay focused on the freedom that God has given us, glory to God. As long as you focus on your circumstances and your situation, you're going to be institutionalized and you're going to be just enclosed, glory to God, in those things. And if you stay there, glory to God, God can't bless you, glory to God. But if you break out, glory to God, and believe God is who he is, glory to God, he'll give you that breakthrough, glory to God, and you can see your way clear, glory to God, and you can know that you're free, glory to God. So don't be institutionalized to your problems and your circumstances, but let your attachment be to God who done set you free, glory to God. Hallelujah. You're not on the inside, you're not enclosed in, glory to God. You have life and life evermore. I will scope, glory to God, is unlimited, glory to God. Our blessing is unlimited. Why? Because we serve an unlimited God, glory to God. There's nothing too hard for him, glory to God. So there's nothing that you can be attacked to that God can deliver you and set you free. Come on and give him some praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When the Lord set us free, we're free. But when you see things through your natural ability, things will always look bleak. We are in this world, but we're not part of it. Things will always look bleak in this world. And let me tell you something, the world don't have any victory for you because it's death, glory to God. Hallelujah. The Bible says that evil men and seducers gonna wax worse and worse in this earth. So it ain't gonna get no better, glory to God. So I don't know about you, but I'm gonna stay on the good side. And the good side is Jesus, because he done already walked through this world, glory to God. He already condemned it. He already condemned the flesh, glory to God. He already set us free. So I'm gonna stay on the good side, glory to God, so that I can walk in the newness of life from the beginning to the end. Because when I get to the end, I want to step over and hear his voice say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant, because you did according to what I asked you to do. So come on into your rest. Come on and give God some praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. You can't please God if you're so wrapped up in your circumstances and your situation. You lay down with them and you get up with them. We get up in the situation that we prayed 20 years ago. We are still in those things. We are still in yesterday's mess. But yet we pray before God and asking God about tomorrow. You can't live in tomorrow because Jesus said it's not promised to you. You got to finish up today, glory to God. You got to walk worthy before him today and forget about those things that are behind, because when you ask God for forgiveness, glory to God, he throws those things into his sea of forgetfulness and he remembers them no more. So why should you go? You know what it is? It's ashes to ashes and dust to dust. That's what it is. But we have the tendency to go back and dig up the ashes, which don't have any life in it. They dead.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Your past circumstances is dead. Can't help you now. You should have took care of it in the time that you was in. Glory to God. Now the day is at hand. You got to live today. I'm talking about right now. Because the next moment you don't know when God is going to call you out of this world. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but I want to be ready.
Amen.
So that means that you got to stay focused all the time. I want to say it this way. We really don't have time to worry about our circumstance in our situation. But that's because the works of the flesh. We worry about it. But we don't have to worry about them really, because Jesus done took care of them.
Right.
Hallelujah. So I ain't got to worry about that no more. Yeah, I feel the pain. I feel the hurt. I feel the slander. I feel people talking about me. I get depressed. Glory to God. Why? Because I'm human. Just like Jesus was. He was human. But he had to overcome those things. And when he overcame, I overcame them. Glory to God. So that's our fight, is overcoming every day, all day long. That's why Paul said we die daily. Because we're overcoming these things. Hallelujah. People say, well, how come God don't heal? Might be because you don't believe.
All right now.
So why did I say it that way? You might say, that's hard. Well, that's what the scripture said. He said, if you believe, all things are possible. Through them that believe. That's what he said? And you can flip side that, and it means trust. I might still be sick that I prayed yesterday, but I'm walking in the newness of the Spirit today. Peradventure God might heal me, but if he don't heal me, he's still God. Glory to God. And I can still make it in whether I got cancer or don't have cancer. Glory to God. Because when we get to heaven, there won't be no more sickness. There won't be no more pain. There won't be no more destruction. There won't be no more death. Glory to God. That's why Jesus took the sting out of it on this side. So when we cross over, there won't be no more of that stuff. Come on and give God some praise. Hallelujah. But if you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if so be that the spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if any man have not the spirit of God, he's none of him. We have the tendency to wander from the mark. And I was thinking about it. I said, God, when we get off the mark, I'm reading your word here. It says, when we walk in the flesh, we are none of you. None of, well, that's true. In other words, I'm doing what Adam did and still trying to make us do. Separate us.
Yes.
Glory to God. So wandering from the path don't mean you got to stay wandering.
Right.
That means you got a way back. And the way is through Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The author and the finisher. So when I get off course, I'm not going to get out there and worry. I'm going to get out there and repent so I can get back on the mark. Glory to God. A lot of people get out there and they worry, 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 worry. Every letter in that word worry is capitalized because they lifted up instead of lifting up Jesus. Glory to God. You got to cast all your cares up on him. Glory to God. Pull it down every storm in imagination. See, your flesh is going to tell you you ain't going to make it, but you got to tell your flesh, I've already made it. Glory to God. I'm in the laying down in the getting up in Jesus Christ. I've already made it. Glory to God. I'm free. Glory to God. I just got to tell you that I'm free. As a matter of fact, you know I'm free, but you're trying to distract me. Glory to God. You're trying to take me off course, but let me tell you something. I'm back on course now. Glory to God. And greater is he that is within me than he that is in the world. I'm back on course, and I'm stronger than I ever been. Glory to God. I'm ready to pull down the stronghold. I'm ready to lay hands upon the sick. I'm ready to open the dying eyes. Whatever Christ wants you to do and call you to do, do it, glory to God, with all your heart, soul, and all your mind. Come on and give us some praise. Hallelujah. Closing. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. I heard the saying said we have a right to the tree of life. You want to relate that to Jesus, you can, because he is life. And we are in him. And we live and move and have our beings in him. Glory to God. So don't be institutionalized. You always got your focus upon your circumstances, your situation. God can't have a chance to deliver you because you're in the way.
Amen.
He can't deliver you. See, Jesus don't walk in the flesh. He condemned the flesh. He came in similarities of the flesh, likeness, and he walked in it, but he was not a part of it. You know, he never became a part of it. He knew no sin. So everything that happened to Jesus came from the outward in. Now, he dealt with the thoughts. He dealt with the words. He dealt with the sin. He dealt with all these things, and he overcame all these things. But sometimes we look at it, we say, why is it so hard for us? I'll tell you why it's so hard. Because we don't keep on fighting. Jesus kept on. He didn't give it up, glory to God. He didn't lose faith in his escort, which was the Holy Ghost that was leading him. And guess who's leading us? The Holy Ghost is leading us into all truth of the Father, the one that stayed behind when Jesus came, glory to God. But he has since then, since Jesus is here, glory to God, the Father has joined, Jesus went back to the Father and joined him again, glory to God. And the Father sent us, the leader, the Holy Ghost, just like he sent and baptize Jesus, glory to God. So we have a leader, we have a guide, glory to God. We have an advocate through the Father, through Jesus Christ, glory to God. So they're all present in us, glory to God. So we are one with him, glory to God. That means that we're one power, one mind, glory to God, one spirit, glory to God, one strength, glory to God. We are the strength of the one who created the heavens and the earth. We are the power, glory to God, that made the moon and the stars and the sun and is still where he put them, glory to God. We are the power, glory to God, the one who created this earth and then stooped down and picked us up out of it, glory to God. We are that power, glory to God, the one who said, I am that I am, glory to God. We have all his attributes in us, but he didn't leave any out, glory to God. So that's why we are called the sons of God. Come on and give me some praise. Hallelujah. So if you're not fighting, you know, sometimes the reason we're not fighting because we're thinking too much. That means we got our minds in the wrong direction. So if you have your mind in the wrong direction, you're not able to fight. You're weak because you're walking in the flesh. I'm here to tell you, practice doesn't make us perfect, but practice strengthens us. And you got to practice or study this word to show yourself approved. Because if you don't have the right food in you, then the food that you have in you is going to come out. I want to get so much of this food, not that other food, that might make you sick. And you upchuck because it made you sick. But I want to get filled up with this food. So when I upchuck, it's good. And it'll follow somebody else and it won't spoil them, but it'll set them free. Come on and give God some praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is the food that we got to eat the most. You can eat it at your table when you sit down to that natural food. Thank God for the natural food. That means you're eating His word when you thank Him, because He's the one that gave it to us. Hallelujah. Thank Him when you lay down at night. That means that you're praising Him because you still have His breath when you lay down. Now you might wake up in His bosom, but that's good. Hallelujah. We can't put no number on when God is to call us. But if you lay down in righteousness and prayer adventure, you die in your sleep. Guess what? You're going to wake up in righteousness. Come on and give God some praise. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Everyone stand. Come down the front. Hallelujah.